In these turbulent financial times, securing your investments with gold and silver needs to be done today, before the next crash. Go to RepublicMonetary.com for our free information kit.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name's Jet Lacey. I'm filling in one more day. You know, Ernest is back in town, but it doesn't matter because I have a spectacular guest here for today, Friday, February 5th, 2010. I have a great guest. I know he's appeared on a couple of other RBN shows, and his name is Pastor Lindsey Williams, and he's someone that I really enjoy listening to, and I hope you do too. This Pastor Williams worked on the North Slope of the Alaskan Pipeline. He lived and interacted with the highest echelons of the global elite, what I refer to on this show as the New World Order. You know, he befriended them, and some of them started passing off information to him. And because of this, he has accurately predicted that the price of oil, when it was at $147, would go down to $50 in a few months, and it would stay that way for some amount of time. He predicted that Dubai would become a ghost town, which it has. He predicted the oil would stay at $50 a barrel for a year to a year and a half. And while that's not true on simple numbers, he's going to explain to us today why it's true in and of itself, even though the price of a barrel of oil in U.S. dollars at this point is $80 around there. He also stated that the Arab states would stop buying U.S. debt and sell what they had, which is true. So I'd love to welcome you to the program, Pastor Williams. How you doing?
Jet, good morning. Thank you so much for allowing me the privilege of being with you today on Republic Broadcasting.
Pleasure's all mine.
And, you know, there's so much going on out there right now. You know, I don't know how the average person could possibly comprehend all of this if they didn't have the opportunity to know what the elite themselves are personally planning on doing.
You know, they write their various papers and things like that, their white papers, and it's something that you've said along those lines, and I've said it numerous times, that they do like to tell people what they're up to. You just sometimes have to look for it.
Well, they not only like to tell them. By their moral code, they're required. Now, of course, they do have a moral code. You know, some people think that the elite of the world are totally immoral people. Well, in many ways they are. Yet on the other hand, you'd be amazed, they do have a code of ethics. And one of their code of ethics is that they must tell the world everything they're going to do before they do it. And when people know what these people are going to do, but how do you decipher between the truth and the error? Because there's so much error put out there by the national media. Yet, on the other hand, the elite themselves, through their buzzwords, will tell you what they're going to do. But how does the average person decipher between the truth and the error that's being put out, Jet?
Well, I think you just have to learn to trust the sources that you get. And the ones that you trust, you go with those, and you know, you don't believe anything what anyone says. And I tell people even not to listen to me. Look into these things for yourself.
But, well, that's exactly right. And so today, what you're going to hear on this program in approximately the next hour and 45 minutes, you're going to find it extremely interesting. I hope that every person in the listening audience will go and get a pencil and a pad, a piece of paper, and take notes.
He's not lying, folks. He's not lying. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, grab a pen and paper because this is going to be some very important information. And Pastor Williams is known for telling the truth. So hold on, we'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name's Jet Lacey. I'm filling in for Ernest, and I have an extremely special guest with me here today with Pastor Lindsey Williams, and he has some really important information. I know some of you listeners maybe have heard him on the show, you know, not this show, but, you know, other RBN shows. He kind of comes around here sometimes, but, you know, I feel extra special, lucky, because he's got brand new information to share with you today. So please, you know, this is the easiest interview I'll ever do, because I just say, Pastor Williams, take it away.
Well, Jet, thank you for the privilege of allowing me to do that. You must be very trustworthy to take such valuable radio time and allow me freedom just to say what I want to. But just before the break, I was challenging my listeners to go and get a pad, pencil, piece of paper, and write down some notes of what you're going to hear on the program today, because I always challenge my listeners to write it down and prove the elite to either be right or wrong. And, of course, I want you to do that. You know, the reason I know I can do that and get by with it is because for the past 35 years, they have never told me anything that didn't take place exactly like they said it was going to. Now, I know that Republic Broadcasting is always getting new listeners out there. And more than likely, you have some people listening today who don't have the slightest idea what all this is about. So let me just very briefly, if I may, go back and give some background so that you'll know where I'm coming from. Otherwise, you'll have a very difficult time believing what I'm going to say. First of all, back, many years ago, when they were building the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, during that period of time, I happened to be an aviation missionary in the state of Alaska. And I heard that there were going to be 25,000 pipeliners to converge on the state of Alaska to build that huge four-foot diameter pipe from America's oil field up at Prudhoe Bay on the Arctic Ocean. And the first thing that came to my mind as a missionary was 25,000 of the roughest, toughest, cussedest, drinkingest, orneriest folks on the face of the earth, pipeliners, they must need some spiritual guidance. So I went to the nine major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline, and I said, don't you need a chaplain? Well, at first they laughed at me. They thought, well, we never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. Well, finally, they did allow me on the northern sector of the pipeline, which was the big oil field at Prudhoe, and the seven camps down from there. And they said, just go do what you can. Well, I did. And about 6 months later, they came to me and said, chaplain, we never knew the value of a chaplain on a pipeline. You've saved us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. We would like to offer you executive status. Well, I didn't know what that meant, but oh my goodness, Jet, I had not the slightest idea what I was getting into. They said, you can go any place you'd like, see anything you want to see, and they said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor for 3 years' time. Now, please, try to understand this, because this had to have been by the providence of God. There is no possible way that a little insignificant, unknown missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska could have possibly ever had such a position as this, except by God's providence. For 3 years' time, I literally lived with the elite of the world, the people you hear about in the World Bank and the IMF. I sat across the dinner table from them, lived in the same dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay on the big oil field, had an opportunity to analyze them face-to-face on their own ground, and it's the only way that possibly I could have ever known what I knew. Very few people ever even have an opportunity to know these people. much less to be able to talk with them. They weren't in my church. I was in their oil field. And as a result, they confided in me with things that probably they would never tell the rest of the world. Well, that was 35 years ago. And I have kept in touch with some of these people over these years. And every time they have told me something, I have been willing to go public and tell the entire nation about it. Well, there's one very special thing that has happened just within the past year and a half to 2 years. That is, just a few days ago, I was on the phone with one of these individuals. He's retired now, but you know, you never get away from this. Once you become a part of the elite, they just don't let you get out of their clutches. And this man knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. He's 87 years of age. And he said to me after a lengthy conversation, he said, "Chaplain, I'm too old to care." He said, "Just go ahead and tell the world everything." Well, I took that as a message that I had the right to say some things. And as a result, I have. In fact, for the past few weeks, I've been telling everything that the elite plan to do for the next year to a year and a half. Now, let's go back to how do you trust these people? Someone said to me the other day, they said, "Chaplain Williams, don't you think that maybe they might be misleading you in some way? Don't you think possibly they are giving you improper information in order to be able to discredit you and this sort of thing?" I said, "Well, you know, I would be willing to entertain that idea, except for the fact that there are two of these individuals that I have learned over the past 35 years to trust explicitly. I have their personal phone numbers. I can call them anytime I want to. And every time they have told me something, it has happened exactly as they said it. In fact, probably the most prominent of all of these predictions was back about a year and a half ago. You'll remember at that time that crude oil had gone up to the price of $147 a barrel. You were paying $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump. The nation was really being hurt by the energy crunch and the price of gasoline at the gas pump. And I happened to be on the phone with this individual. Well, it was a rather unusual reason why I was on the phone with him that day. He had actually called to threaten me and say, "Chaplain Williams, you got to quit this." He said, "You're saying too much." He said, "You've gone too far." And I did at that time. I had to close down my website. I had to pull my Energy Non-Crisis DVD in order to be able to say all the rest of the things I wanted to tell the world that these people are doing. I had to agree to just quit talking about a few things, mainly calling some names, which I had done prior to that. And so I did, and at the time, this gentleman said to me, he said, "The price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel." Now, it happened that way exactly. Now, he had said also that the price of gasoline at the gas pump was going from $4 a gallon to $1.50 a gallon. And it did. It did exactly 3 months later, almost to the day, just as he had said, it did. Now, after he said that, $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, I dared to risk my credibility and go on the air radio stations all across this nation. I mean, there's no telling how many shows I did back in those days. And I said the price of gasoline is going from $4 a gallon to $1.50 a gallon. People laughed at me. They said, "You're crazy." They said, "Why do you give out such information? Don't you know you're going to destroy your credibility?" And I said, "Well, the elite said they were going to do it, and it happened exactly as they said." Well, a few other things have taken place the same way over these years. So what I'm going to do today in the course of this program is to tell you everything that I was told just a few days ago by one of these individuals, everything that the elite planned to do within the next 12 months, 2010. Now, some of these things are going to sound very unusual. You will definitely have to adjust your mindset to the thinking of the elite. I want you to write each of these down. and prove the elite either right or don't prove me right or wrong. I readily admit I'm just an ordinary, everyday individual, just like any person out there in the listening audience. I put on my britches every morning just like you do. I'm just an ordinary, everyday human being. I am not one of the elite. It just so happens that by God's providence, I've been told some things by these people because they trusted me and had a certain respect for me because of me being their chaplain many years ago. And as a result, they still confide in me, and especially this 87-year-old gentleman who is facing an operation in just a few weeks. He's not in good health. And he said, "Chaplain, I'm too old to care. Just tell the world."
Hey, Pastor. I'm going to hold you off for a second, and I'll tell you what. What Pastor's talking about is that, you know, when we all wake up, when we're waking to the truth, we feel the need to go out and shout it from the rooftops. And that's what Pastor Williams is doing, and that's what we do here on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. When we come back, we're going to jump right back into it with Pastor Lindsey Williams.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Keep on walking, keep on talking, walking down Freedom Road.
I know I've got good religion.
Oh, yeah.
I need it in a dream.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name's Jet Lacey. Will you check Drew? She keeps saying I'm not on the air. Am I on the air?
You're on.
All right, welcome back to the program. My name is Jet Lacey. I'm on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. I'm just going to go ahead and take it away again, Pastor.
Well, Jet, again, let me thank you so very much for allowing me to be with you today. And I'm quite sure the people out in the listening audience by this time have had time to go and get pencil and paper. You know, I have tried to, so you can write all this down, by the way, and see what these elite tell me they're going to do for the next 12 months, 2010, and what's going to happen. You know, I've tried yet to analyze over the years why the Lord allowed me by his providence to have the privilege of doing what probably no other person on the face of the earth ever has, who was willing to tell the story. You know, many people hear this, but they're not willing to talk about it. And I've tried to analyze why, and I've come to the conclusion, especially over this past year, a year and a half, since I've seen so many of these things happen so rapidly, I've decided that undoubtedly the reason that the Lord have allowed me to know some of these people is that I might come on the air on a station just such as you are, as I am today, with Republic Broadcast and then on the Jet Lacey Show, and tell people everything that's going to happen to them according to what these people have said to me. So I feel such a moral obligation and responsibility to tell my listening audiences what they can expect. Now, sometimes I enjoy telling it. Sometimes I don't enjoy telling it. Some things I'd rather not say. But yet, on the other hand, I'd rather my audiences know the truth and be able to make preparations rather than just letting the inevitable take place. So that's the only reason I can even imagine that I'm here today, is merely to try to be able to tell you exactly what was said. Now, you know, everyone seems to want to know the future. And let me positively state as emphatically as I can, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Now, I lived with these people for 3 years. And I don't know how to say enough to the listening audiences out there. I know you hear it on Republic Broadcasting all the time. But, you know, it's difficult for the average person to believe that there is someone who could tell the President of the United States of America what to do, who could tell Congress what bills to pass, who could tell the Arabs on any given day what they're going to get for a barrel of oil, could control the currencies of the world, who control Russia as well as China. Oh, yes. Yeah, I had a person ask me the other day. They said, "Do these elite control such nations as Russia and China?" And I said, "Positively they do." I know it's very difficult for the average person to comprehend that these people have the power to do all of this, but let me say to you emphatically, they positively do, and I've watched them do it over these years. Everyone seems to want to know the future. Some people go to fortune tellers, palm readers, Some people go to the zodiac or the horoscope or the tea leaves. Now, what you're going to hear today did not come from any of those sources. What you are going to hear on this program came directly from one of them, a person who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. But I want to warn you of something. The way these people think is not necessarily the thought patterns of the average person. You are hearing what one of the inner core had to say that was going to take place, and these events will be quite contrary to some of the things you're even hearing from some radio talk shows. In fact, I remember back in the days whenever I said the price of crude oil was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, people laughed at me. And then I told them why it was going to do that. Now, many of you will remember that I made this statement a year and a half ago after I'd been told what was going to happen to the crude oil prices. This individual, I asked him the question. I said, why are you going to take the price of crude oil from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel? And he said to me, Chaplain, we're doing it in order to bankrupt the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world. And I said, wait a minute. To bankrupt the richest people on the face of the earth? I went on radio stations all across America and said that. People laughed at me. I remember one New York stockbroker happened to be giving the market report one day, and after I made that statement, he just laughed at me over the radio and said, Chaplain, why do you tell people things like this? You know you can't break the richest people in the world. Well, you just saw it. I mean, I kept my peace. I held my silence. I've learned sometimes to be quiet, and I did that day, and you saw it. It was over Thanksgiving. This past Thanksgiving, you saw the country of Dubai say they were defaulting on $80 billion worth of securities, and that was the first one. Now, I'm making a prediction. Based on what the elite have told me, you are going to begin. And I know that this is really sticking my neck out. You are going to begin to see one oil-producing country after the other do the identical same thing Dubai did. I have been told that the reason that they have done what they've done to crude oil prices is in order to bankrupt the oil-producing countries of the world, and you are going to see one after the other over the next few months do exactly what Dubai did and declare that they can't pay their obligations and they can't meet the loans that they have with the World Bank. You mark it down. That's the first prediction right there on your pencil and paper.
Hey, Pastor, I can tell you right now, you can take creative license if you like with this, but they got them right over literally a barrel. When we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, I'm going to let him go.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Keep on walking, keep on talking, walking down the road.
I know I got good religion.
Oh, yeah.
I did it.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy. Someone pushed a button on my board by accident because it's a multi-user board here. And, I had all these nice gospel songs set up for Pastor Williams to listen to as we come back into, the show. And they didn't play for a couple times, so I'm sorry about that. So, this is the easiest interview I'm ever going to have in my life. Please, Pastor Williams, take it away again. Impart us with your vast knowledge of what's going on in the world right now, because I think what you have to say is much more important than anything I could interject, because your information comes straight from the source.
Well, Jet, you sure are kind to put that music on today. I feel honored that you would put on that kind of music. Well, that's the kind we like to listen to anyway. There is only one thing that will alter the plans of the elite. What you're going to hear in the next few minutes, and I'm so glad that we have 2 hours today so that I don't have to rush through all this so fast that I can't give all the details and background. But
just to interject, can we take phone calls?
Oh, please do. In fact, I would love to hear what the listeners have to, what their thinking is, because the only way I know what they want to know is to have calls. So
that's 800.
By all means, let's take some phone calls.
Right, that's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You heard it right from the source. Pastor would love to talk to you, so please feel free to call in. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, there's only one thing will alter the plans of the elite. There's no way you and I are going to change them. They will happen. Let me tell you. Everything that they've told me over 35 years has happened exactly like they said it, and there's no way that any of us are going to change it except by divine intervention. That is the only thing that could possibly alter what these people have planned. They are so powerful. They have so much persuasion in every nation in the world until it will happen. So here goes. I'm going to begin with the first item that was given to me. Now, keep in mind, this was just a matter of days ago. This was not a month ago. It wasn't 2 or 3 or 4 months ago. This was days ago. I talked with one of these individuals, 87 years of age, on the phone, and here are some of the things that he had to say. He said, now, keep in mind, some of these things aren't going to really sound like what you're hearing from other sources, and I was amazed myself when he said it. There will be no food shortage. We're going to begin with the necessities of life. I know this sounds unusual, but bear with me, because the mindset or the thought patterns of the elite are so different than the patterns you and I think in. They live in a whole different realm, in a whole different world. And the necessities of life, there will be no shortage of food and water. Now, But the next thing is, you will not be able to buy it. No, I know that. You've got to somehow get your mind in gear to think in terms of these people. You know, they have a new world order. And the new world order is so developed right now that if the frost destroys and the cold destroys all of the strawberries in Florida, they just merely bring them in from another country. If all the citrus in California happens to fail, they just merely knock on the door of South America or Australia and bring it to America, and they have everything to gain by anything that happens along this line, and there positively will be plenty of groceries on the grocery store shelves. They will be full in 2010, but you may go hungry. Now, I know that sounds startling, but listen to what this man had to say to me. The elite do things quite opposite than you and I think. Here it is. He said, you will lose 30 to 50%. Now, I'm quoting his exact words. I wrote them down as fast as I could as he was talking to me. He said, you will lose 30 to 50% of the value of your money in the next 12 months. Do you realize that they, through their new world order, will keep the grocery store shelves full, you will have plenty of food and water, but yet you may go hungry merely because you won't have the purchasing power of the dollar in order to purchase what's on those shelves. Now I know this, let me say, this is planned. They have decided this behind closed doors. They do, and I asked him, I said, now wait a minute, let's say you say 30 to 50% of the value, purchasing power of the dollar. He said, yes. He said, on the low side, you'll lose a minimum of 30%. He said you more than likely will lose 50% of the value or the purchasing power of your money in the next 12 months. There will be plenty of food and water. You'll not be able to buy it. And he said the reason is because the value of that dollar is going down that much. You know, later on in the course of the conversation, I went into, well, how can we possibly do anything about this? And I had talked to him about it before. Please, the currency of the elite is gold and silver. Let me try to help you understand if I can. Let's say right now, if gold is $1,000, $1,100. All right. You know, according to what the elite have told me, you're going to lose 50% of the value, the purchasing power, the value of your dollar in the next 12 months. They want to do it very gradually. They don't want to do it overnight. They don't want the dollar to crash in 24 hours. The reason they don't is because they don't want you to get upset. It's like the frog boiling in the pot. They want to keep you on the string and dangle that carrot in front of you as long as they can. And as a result, He said that they are going to cause you to lose 30 to 50% of the value of your currency, the Federal Reserve note, within 2010. It's all planned. You can't change it. Only God's providence could alter it, but there is something you can do. And, oh, I think really he was kind of confiding in me as a person that he respects as his chaplain years ago, and as a result, gave me some personal advice, and I'm going to pass it on to you. Let's say right now, you have some money between the mattress. It's going to lose 50% of its value in the next 12 months. Mark it down, put it on your calendar. It will happen between 30 and 50%. Now, let's say that if you took that Federal Reserve paper right now and put it into gold or silver. And now, that gold or silver is about, let's see, gold $1,000, $1,100, silver's up $1,820, somewhere along in there, and wherever it may happen to be for that particular day. And he has told me in the past that gold and silver prices will go up and up and up and up, and there's just no end to where it's going. Now, turn around a year from now, after the Federal Reserve note has lost 50% of its purchasing power, take that identical same gold that today is worth $1,000 to $1,100 an ounce, cash it in, because by that time it'll be worth $1,500 to $2,000 an ounce, because the price of the gold does not change. It's only the purchasing power or the value of the Federal Reserve note currency that you buy it with. That's the only thing that changes. And turn around a year to a year and a half from now and cash that in order for you to be able to survive after they have diminished the value of your Federal Reserve note by 50%. And it is the only way that you're going to be able to maintain your assets. And he made it so very plain to me.
It hey,
was
Pastor.
Almost as if he was giving me some advice.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but we do have a caller, Doug in Minnesota. Are you there, Doug? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Welcome to the program, Doug.
Hi, Pastor Williams. I've been following you for a couple of years, and I can't tell you how much we all appreciate you coming forward and passing this information to us. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Doug, for the comment.
What is your take on the current manipulation of the price of gold? Is that China, so they can purchase more at a lower price? Or is it because of the fear of inflation here in the United States?
All of those things you just mentioned do factor into it, but that is really not the reason that gold prices fluctuate up and down. The reason gold prices fluctuate up and down is because the dollar is still the reserve currency of the world, and wherever the dollar goes as far as its purchasing power is concerned is where the price of gold goes. And you'll understand this later whenever I ask him why the price of crude oil had gone up to $70 and $80 a barrel when he had told me it was only going to go to $50. And he laughed at me over the phone and said, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is not $80 a barrel. It's still at $50 a barrel. Well, when I get to that point in the course of the program today, you'll understand that the price of gold never changes. The price of gold and silver always stays the same. The only thing that changes is the purchasing power value of the dollar, and since the dollar is what it is as the standard currency of the world, the reserve currency, all you're doing is watch the price of gold, and you'll know how much the dollar devaluates.
Well, that's a fact. You go back 3,000 years and buy the same thing with that ounce of gold as you can purchase with it today.
Yes, exactly. So it wasn't the gold that changed. The gold stays the same. So every time you see gold or silver go up in price, consider that the purchasing power of the dollar has gone down that much.
How about Planet X? Obviously, all the governments in the know are preparing for it, like here in the United States in Denver. And the freeze-dried guy or whatever, he's back-ordered because all the governments are purchasing everything they've got. Everybody's going underground and so on and so forth. Did they mention anything about the preparation for this?
Yes. Some people who are in the know are definitely making preparations, and that's the reason I'm on the air today, is to try my best to help this listening audience at Republic Broadcasting to take the elite at their word. This 87-year-old man, and please don't take what you're hearing today for granted. Go and do something about it.
Well, because really right now, all the fight for gold and the fight for power, it's all Mox Mix, matters not, because when the stuff hits the fan, none of it's going to matter. We aren't going to need oil. They're going to be underground trying to control the world from 500 feet, 1,000 feet underground.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Doug. I appreciate it.
Well, stay 400 feet above sea level. Have plenty of food and bullets.
Indeed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Go ahead, Pastor. Please continue.
Well, let me go into the next subject that this man mentioned over the telephone. I asked him, I said, where is the price of gasoline going? And now it's beginning to creep up at the gas pump. And the price of crude oil is going back up. In fact, just the other day, it was somewhere around $80 a barrel. It's usually between $70 and $80 a barrel now. And this gentleman had told me back about a year and a half ago that it was only going to go to $50 a barrel. So I asked him on the phone, I said, where is the price of crude oil going? I said, I just watched the report a few moments ago, the financial report, and it's up about $80 a barrel. I'll never forget his response. I mean, it was so startling. He laughed, and he said very sarcastically to me, no, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is not $80 a barrel. It's only $50 a barrel. Well, now, what would you do if you were on the telephone with one of the elite of the world, and he made a statement like that and all but laughed at you over the phone, and yet you know good and well that you just heard it on the market report a few moments ago that it was $80 a barrel? How do you ask this man to explain what he's talking about? Well, I had to find some nice words to try to talk with him, and I said, well, now, please, would you explain what you're talking about? He said, Chaplain, I told you a year and a half ago that we were going to take the price of crude oil to approximately $50 a barrel. Fluctuates a little bit either side. He said, the purchasing power of the dollar that they are using to buy or sell this oil with is still $50 a barrel. Folks, please try to think in terms of these people. He said to me, he said, whether the world likes it or not, oil is still priced in dollars. He said they tried to get a basket of currencies to begin to price oil in, but they have not succeeded, and they may not. But he said they still have to use dollars in order to transact their selling and buying of oil. And he said, Chaplain, now listen to this. Oh, this is so important, folks. And it'll tell you a thousand things if you'll think it through. He said, Chaplain, we are going to allow the oil-producing countries of the world to receive $50 a barrel for their crude oil based on the purchasing value of the dollar at the time I told you it was going to $50 a barrel. That's the reason he had laughed at me very sarcastically, because as the dollar deteriorates and loses its value and its purchasing power, you will see crude oil rise in proportion to the dollar's fall in its purchasing power. Now, let's give you an example, because you remember one of the predictions, and I made it again just a moment ago when we started the program. I said, watch one oil-producing country after the world do the same thing Dubai did, declare that they can't meet their obligations and default on their bonds and their loans, and watch it. I mean, Saudi Arabia, they're very vulnerable right now for a number of reasons, which I won't go into. He talked about it some, and there's some other countries the same way, and you watch them. You're going to see them default in the very near future. Why? Let's take one nation, for instance. Saudi Arabia, because of their financial obligations to the World Bank, the IMF, and other great banking institutions, they must receive $80 of dollar purchasing power. Now, that was the value of the dollar at the time this man told me it was going to happen. They must receive $80 of value for that barrel of crude oil in order to maintain their obligations and their financial setup in their country. Now, if they only receive $50 a barrel, it's only a matter of time until that country must default on its obligations because it cannot meet them. You cannot go in a deficit position year after year after year and very gradually, like the frog boiling in the pot, each of these oil-producing countries of the world...
Hey, Pastor, we'll be right back.
...obligated to the elite.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
God walked down the hill one day, called Adam by his name. Adam wouldn't answer, cause he was naked and ashamed.
Oh, tell me who's that a-writing?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that a-writing?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that a-writing?
John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy, and we just got a quick five-minute segment here with Pastor Lindsey Williams. And please, sir, continue with what you're talking about, because you say it so much better than I ever could.
Well, Jet, for the listening audience, let me say, let me give a few pointers that I'm going to talk about in the course of this next hour. First of all, I'm going to tell you what he told me about war. Oh, this is going to startle you. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen to Iran, according to the elite. Another subject I'm going to deal with in the next hour, and I was amazed that this man would bring this up. I did not ask him about it. He asked me, or he said to me, I'm going to deal with the health care bill. Oh, this is going to startle you in the next hour. I want to talk about that. I'm also going to get in the next hour into the subject of derivatives. You must understand, and I'll try my best to explain it the best I can. I'm going to try to tell you the difference between Dubai City and Dubai World. He made a grave distinction between the two and told me about derivatives in relation to Dubai World as to how it is so drastically affecting the banking system of the world today. And please, next hour, I'll get into that. I'm also going to the subject of China. I never expected him to bring this up. He mentioned where China fits into their plans. So all of these things, along with many others, the financial deficit and a few other things, I mean, this gentleman literally poured out every bit of it to me in the course of our conversation here the other day. Now, let me get back to crude oil. I need to finish this up this hour so I can get into some really important subjects next hour. The price of gasoline at the gas pump. I want to give you a sign. From time to time, the elite will give me signs of what they're going to do, and I'm going to give you one right now. Write it down on your paper and watch it, and you will be able to know. He said, crude oil is still priced in dollars, whether the world likes it or not. Here's the sign. Watch crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of the elite. Now, let me try to very quickly explain, because I know this hour is just about over. He said, the price of the value of the dollar is going to diminish by 30 to 50% in the year 2010. That means that you can watch the progression of these people by watching the price of crude oil. This was a sign that he gave me to watch. And he said, as you see crude oil prices go up, the value of the oil, he said, the only thing that the oil-producing countries of the world are getting is a devalued dollar. So let's say, for instance, the dollar devalues by 50%. That means that they may be getting $80, $90, $100 a barrel for the oil, but they're still only getting $50 in dollar purchasing power, which the dollar is still the currency that's used for the sale and trade of crude oil. So the oil-producing countries of the world are still going into more and more debt every day because of the dollar's deterioration, 30 to 50% in the next year. That means that they'll be getting the same thing, $50 a barrel in purchasing power for their oil, regardless of where the price of crude oil may go. This means also that the price of gasoline at the gas pump is going to go up in dollar purchasing power value, because as your currency is worth 30 to 50% less in the next 12 months, you may be paying $2.50 a gallon for gasoline right now, but you may be paying also in purchasing power of that currency, Federal Reserve note, you may be paying $5 a gallon at the gas pump by the end of 2010, merely because of the devaluation of the currency, which they are going to bring about. Now, can you begin to see how these people are taken away